Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Should chicken nuggets be banned from school meals? It seems there's plans to eradicate cheat foods, maybe on a Thursday or a Friday. Things like nuggets and sausages from the hot school meal programme happening from this September. A dietitian now recruited to improve the programme. Margaret's with me on the line today. Margaret, your son, he gets the school meals. What do you think of this change?
Hi, Andrew. Yes, he does. I would disagree with it to an extent. I think parents should have choice. And I think it's more about the quality of the food that's been given rather than specifically what it is. I mean, you can have a chicken nugget that's a nice chicken goujon, or you could have one that's one of those kind of cheap ones that's mashed up and has all sorts of things in it, you know. So I think I would disagree with it.
So there should be some so-called cheat day, should there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's about my son's school served the hot meals, and it's been a very positive experience for us. Like, he really enjoys them. I love that they have them. It's expanded the range of foods that he will eat, and the range of foods on offer are very good quality. And there's an app where I can go in and we can choose the menu. So, you know, they have a lot of different options on it. And I think it's really, I mean, there needs to be choice as well for the parents. And there's lots of reasons that people might, you know, they might have a child that will only eat chicken nuggets or will only eat sausages, you know. So
you get to pick the food, Margaret. You can...
Oh, well, absolutely, yeah. It's
right, and day to day.
Well, not day to day. I mean, you can like sort of, well, I mean, you can change it on any day of the week you want, but obviously the order has to go through, the menu has to change, the food is all sent in individually for the child, labelled with their name and everything. So, I mean, it's pretty quick. Like, when you do change the menu within a day or two, they'll start getting the things they've ordered, you know.
What does your son typically get at the school meal?
He has a wide variety. Like, he actually likes these kind of traditional little dinners that they do. Like, they generally have an option on the menu that has a sort of mashed potato, vegetable and meat. It might be a slice of chicken, or, you know, it could be slices of chicken or slices of beef or turkey or something like that with a gravy. And that's his favourite.
Nice. Right? Like, so literally like a roast dinner, kind of.
Yeah. Like a little dinner, you know, like a little proper little dinner, like spuds, veg and meat. And but there's lots of other options on the menu. Like, they have a vegetarian option every day. They'll have a pasta option. They have wraps and sandwiches. They have a wide variety of foods on the menu. Now, they do have chicken goujons, and they have fish fingers, and they have pizza and things like that. But they're not available like every single day. Mm. Like, you can't have sausages every single day. They'll be available once in the week.
Once in the week. So I think the idea is to wipe that out. It's to stop that, isn't it? The sausages and the pizza and the nuggets, the kind of the cheat day.
Yeah, I mean, like, it seems to be, but I think even the concept of thinking of them as cheat items is kind of the food culture we're in, do you know what I mean? And it's sort of like, chicken nuggets, if they're like a piece of chicken that just has a little breadcrumb on them, are not an unhealthy thing to eat. It's more about the quality of the food they're being served. Like, when you think about what a slice of pizza actually is, it's really just bread with a tomato sauce, a type of bread with a tomato sauce and cheese, you know. And it's about the nutritional value of the food that the children are eating, I think.
So you don't see any issue with the meals? Leave well enough alone, then it's working well?
Yeah. Like, last year in our school, they did try to increase the amount of these kind of what people would typically think of as healthy items on the menu. And they took away the sausages, they took away the nuggets, they took away the pizzas. And they had to reintroduce them because there was demand from the parents who were contacting the company that does the meals and was like, can you please put these back on the menu? Food waste increased. The kids were saying they didn't like the healthy options. Do you know, like, it's that was an experience.
Right.
I volunteer with the school, and I was actually talking to one of the people that worked in the company and had a chat with them about the meals. It regularly comes up in the parents committee kind of stuff, like, about the the school meals and all the rest of it, you know. So that was one of the things that happened. When they did try to take them off the menu, it ended up they had to put them back on.
There was no good uproar. Simon Lewis is with. Stay with me, Margaret, if you can, for a few moments. Simon Lewis is a principal of a primary school in Carlow. Does your school have free meals, Simon?
Yeah, we do. We were one of the first schools in the country to have the hot meals program. We were one of the pilots. And I think, you know, it's been an interesting experience. We're very lucky that our food is cooked on site, but I think we'd be rare in that regard. But I've kind of been following, you know, the scheme since it began. And, you know, I think as much as we'd love for all the food to be nutritionally brilliant and everything else, you know, at best we're getting kind of the sort of stuff you'll get in a restaurant, sort of a mid-range restaurant, and at worst you're going to get something that you'd find in, you know, in an aeroplane, let's say, you know, the type of meals you get in those.
Right.
So, you know, that's as good as it gets, and I kind of, you know, and I don't think the scheme, if it had been rolled out, you know, the way it probably should have been, you know, it's basically left to individual schools to kind of find a company that will provide whatever suits that school, school's community. And you've got trucks driving from, you know, Limerick to Dublin, from Dublin to Limerick and beyond. And there's no, what I would have loved to have seen is local companies, small cafes, small businesses being able to, you know, maybe help their local schools with fresher ingredients, local ingredients, maybe work with farmers and things like that. So, that's kind of not what happened. And I think we're kind of in the inevitable situation where it's just become this mass production food that just sort of travels around the country every day.
Do the kids in your, do they typically eat the meal, Simon? Or is there much waste?
They do. No, very little in our case because, I mean, again, because we have the food, I would argue we've the best of the best arrangement, really, because all the food is cooked on site. So, you know, if you've got a child with additional needs who, let's say, doesn't eat a particular sauce because of the texture, whatever it might be, all the food can be adapted. So, you know, you can have plainer food or more complex food, or you can actually just tailor it a little easier and for dietary requirements and so on. But again, I don't know if that's the norm in other schools. So we have very, very little waste because, again, we tell the people in the kitchen how many children are in. So if a child isn't in, they just don't cook their meal.
So it's different to Margaret, where it's the app and she can pick what her son or daughter gets.
Oh, no, it's exactly the same system. It's just that I don't know, again, and Margaret might have the same company as we do. It's just that you order from the app, but the food comes in to the school every day, and it's prepared on site. So it's not cooked from scratch as such, but it's prepared on
site. So you're just heating it up, really, Simon, are you?
A bit more than that, but not much more than that. You can, as I said, you can adapt. You can take away sauces if kids don't like peas. They don't put the peas on the food. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so it's pretty much. I mean, it's as good as, it's much more made to order, to be honest, than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, my general concern with it is, you know, where if it, you know, that it would be much nicer and probably would have been a lot cheaper and better if we had a system where local businesses and local farmers and even the children. I mean, the big problem, I suppose, I have is that the whole point of this wasn't just about feeding children. It was also about educating children about food. And I'm not quite sure whether, you know, we're missing a trick here where we're actually teaching the children, you know, where does the food come from? And even for the children, I know this might go against health and safety people, but if the kids are able to grow some of the food and maybe have that turned into soups and things like that, I think there's kind of clever things that could have been done.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose we can't, within the system that we have, do those sort of things.
Grainne McHale is with us, Simon. Grainne is from Martina's Homemade Foods. You and your brother, I believe, Grainne, took over the company from your mum, Martina, and you guys now provide school meals. Do you include things like sausages and chicken nuggets in the meals?
Well, Andrew, we did actually. Yeah, so we're kind of something in between what Andrew and Simon described there. We're a small company in Northwest Mayo, and we're actually a local company that provides the food fresh. So we make it fresh every morning and deliver it to our local area. So like what Simon was describing there, you know, it's very much locally sourced food that's working with local communities. And obviously, you know, because we buy all our food locally, it's going back into the local economy, and we have staff who are employed locally as well. So it works. It works really, really well, you know. And actually, what Margaret was describing there, I totally agree. Like, I mean, the Hot Meals program is a fantastic initiative, and it's just, it's, you know, prior to joining my own family business, I was a primary teacher, so I kind of have seen it from both sides, you know. So just the, you know, the impact, like some of the lunches that would have been brought in by children wouldn't be even quarter the. You're talking about nutritional value, it wouldn't even come close to what they're getting nowadays, you know. And I think this blanket ban on processed food is, it doesn't, like, one size doesn't really fit all, you know. Like, we don't, I totally agree with this focus on ensuring that the standard of food is increased and that the nutritional value, like, I mean, we're all, I know I'm feeding my children through this program as well, so we're fully committed to ensuring the food is as high quality as possible.
Good. Yeah,
you know,
and do your with the schools that you provide to Gráinne, do the parents, like Margaret there, do they pick what they want through the app, or how many options do they have
a
day?
We have six different options a day. So there's a wide range.
Menu,
so we have
it?
Vegetarian options. Yeah, it is. And it, like, we just, I suppose we work a lot with the schools and with the parents themselves. Now, last year, you know, we took off like that. We took off the sausages and we put them on one day, and, you know, we took them off the menu this year, and we have been inundated.
Right, people complaining.
Complaining, you know, because I mean, we don't even consider it a cheap meal, where we have like sausages one day a week, where they have sausages, mash, fresh veg, and gravy. And I know, as a mother, if my child had that in school, I would be delighted, you know. But obviously not every day, you know. So I think a balanced approach.
So you think there shouldn't be this rule about no nuggets or sausages? Leave well enough alone.
I kind of agree with what Derek is. I see where he's coming from in that, you know, having really low quality grade ultra processed food is, we all know it's not good. I mean, the research is there, it's not good. But I think the term processed is, we need more clarification as to what is processed, the big issue, what is the levels.
I would have thought, Gráinne, for you, I mean, you know, you guys are obviously getting paid to produce the food and make the food and deliver it to the schools. Like, what sort of budget do you have per child per day for this?
Listen, this is actually our biggest, and I do think it's very relevant to the talk of, you know, the quality of food in schools. You know, we're obviously, as I said, we're feeding our children, really. You know, we are committed to providing, like, our roast chicken is fresh chicken, locally sourced from our local suppliers and cooked fresh. You know, I mean, 2 years ago, we were paying, we literally have, the cost of chicken has doubled in 2 years for us. And we're getting €3.20 to provide a hot meal and water to a child.
That's what you get, is it? €3.20 per kid?
€3.20 per child.
For the bottle of water alone, probably.
And water.
Over a euro.
Yeah, I mean,
was it?
I went for a cup of coffee this morning and I paid €4.40 for it. You know, like, I mean, the cost of living has gone up significantly. And, you know, even taking aside the cost of the food, it's, you know, wages. And, you know, we're absolutely dreading, you know, we're a smaller company. We're medium. We've got about 35 staff employed locally here in Killala in Mayo. But really, it's becoming increasingly more challenging every day with increase in, you know, wages and sick pay, all of which I totally agree with, and this auto enrollment with pensions. I know that's a whole other conversation, but it is all relevant in that, you know, it is, we're trying to ensure that we constantly have fresh, we have no processed meat on our menu. So say, like, our chicken nuggets is fresh chicken fillets that's breaded fresh.
So they're, you know, posh goujons, kind of, really, are they? They are.
Yeah, they're posh goujons. Like, I mean, I don't think that should be considered in the same line as your ultra processed chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think this one size fits all.
Really works.
So I do think maybe there's a way, but I totally understand there is a need, because I do think there is a lot of ultra processed food going into schools.
And we all know that.
So I do think it does need to be more monitored, but maybe in a more more specific way.
Okay.
And I know there's a new dietitian employed, so maybe
yeah, the dietitian's recruited to work with the programme. And this, Ruth's on the line as well, Grainne. Ruth, you're a primary school teacher. Should nuggets be banned?
Well, in our school, we'll call it the junk food dinners, are on the menu every day. So there's an option for sausages, nuggets, pizza every day of the week. So children are coming to school and getting those lunches, and I think that's wrong.
So it just depends who the provider is, is it?
Yeah. So in our school, there is 8 options for the child each day, but some children will choose, as you've called it, a cheat day dinner, but we get them in our school every day. So every single day there is an option for, I think Monday is sausages, Tuesday is nuggets, Wednesday is pizza, Thursday is sausages and Friday is pizza. So that's what the children are eating every day.
So you could go through the whole week and every week's a cheat week.
Every day in every week is a cheat week for some children, if that's what they choose. But other children don't choose that, but then they don't eat. So we're dealing with massive waste within the school.
Oh, God.
And yeah, to be honest, we have this scheme 5 or 6 years. And initially, I suppose there was limited success, but myself and my colleagues would be really unhappy with it. We throw out about 75% of dinners every single day.
And can you talk to the provider about it, Ruth?
Well, I don't think it's the provider's fault. Like, they're offering great selection, but it's the children. Now, I teach a senior class, so I have 23 children this year. I would have thrown out 18 dinners every single day. So maybe 5 or 6 children ate their dinners. I teach in a Desh Band 1 school in South County Dublin. So a very disadvantaged area. The children came in. Now, bear in mind, this would be considered poverty-stricken area. Mm. But they come in with chicken fillet rolls from our local centre, €6. So they didn't want the dinners. They don't want to eat from polystyrene, soggy dinners. The novelty has worn away. But I was so disappointed to hear that in my school, my children's school, we live in a middle class area, and a lot of the schools are now bringing out the hot school meals. And there's not a hope that I will be availing of it for my children, because I think it's really important that dinner should be eaten at home as a family in the evening. I want my children to see me cooking. I want to help, you know, I want them
so
to be able to help
your
me
own,
cook.
Yeah, you won't let them, your own kids, Ruth,
I would never eat the food that's in the hot foods. None of us would. Like, it's not great food. It's soggy pizzas. The gravy is really gloopy. The meat is really cheap. Like, and I know my colleagues would say the same. We all think, I'm sorry, it's too much of an undertaking to feed 900 children good quality food every day. And I don't think it's necessary. Why do the kids need to be fed dinner in school? On top of that, it's such an onerous job every day. It takes me 20 minutes to try and hand out the lunch, and then the waste of it.
It seems so counterproductive, Ruth, from what you're saying. You know, given that this is the reason it was being introduced, to make sure kids were getting hot meals, and you're telling us that in your school, a Desh Band 1 school, that the kids are bringing in chicken fillet rolls at £6 a day. Graeme, you're a parent and teacher also. Should we ban cheat days?
I am. I'm also in a Desh Band 1 scheme at our school, and my school's experience would be the exact opposite of what Ruth describes. What she's saying in relation to it's not the provider's fault. If they're providing poor quality food, it is their fault. And then it's up to the school. You turn around and say, whatever contract they have, you provide a certain standard, you're not going to be a provider. Now, there may be more to it than that, but certainly the school can do something about it. And if the quality of the food is poor, it is 100% the fault of the provider. And it is subsequently the fault of the school to be willing to continue a contract with a company that is providing poor food to their kids. We're, like I said, I'm in Desh Band 1 school, and there's very, very little waste.
Very little waste in your school. The kids are eating the meals, aren't they, Graeme? They are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
If there's spare ones around, I'm eating them.
Yeah.
Because they're nice. It is all prepared on site, so there's none of this reheating rubbish. And it is all prepared on site. We cook in every single day. Won't mention his name, but he's a lovely, great guy. there is very, very little waste. We have similar, the profile of the area, I think it was Ruth previously describing, but this area I teach in would be very, very similar profile. And there, I can't sing the praises enough of the thing. It can absolutely work properly. But, I mean, you have to have a provider who's providing good quality food. You have to have a school that will monitor that. And were that to slip, then, sorry, no, your contract is linked to the fact that you have to provide quality food.
Yeah, and
different options for every day of the week. There is hot lunch for our hot breakfast. There is a snack in the middle of the day, and there's hot lunch for everybody.
Okay.
There's fruit for everybody.
I just want to bring Sarah Keogh in, dietitian Graham, just for a quick moment on this, because Sarah, you're involved with a couple of different school meal companies and helping put those menus together. Do you think we need to get rid of a cheat day?
You know, I think we need to take a step back a little bit and recognise that this is a really new programme to be rolled out across, and that there's going to be a huge amount of things to get right with it. So I hugely welcome that we're looking at the nutrition standards with that. I think we need to be careful about words like cheat days, because they come from that whole diet culture where we say, oh, you have to be like ridiculously healthy the rest of the week, and then you go mad and have really unhealthy food on the other days. I think what we want to talk about is foods that maybe, you know, you're talking about things like, say, chicken nuggets. You can make a really, really healthy chicken nugget for kids. You can actually use, as I think I was listening to your other caller there, and she was saying, like, you know, they use fresh chicken, they use fresh bread, but they're made on site. Those things are fine, and they can actually be done, that they're not fried, that they can be really low fat. Those things can actually be done. And I think before we get into is pizza bad or is chicken nuggets bad or what's good or bad with it, is actually looking at the nutrition. And that's what I've been doing with some of the companies that have asked me to come and review their menus, because I think they're very aware that we need to look at the nutrition on this. And I have to say, I've been really impressed with nutrition in it. But what has been fascinating for me working on it in the last few months is their knowledge about what kids will and won't eat. And the big thing that they were saying is that actually a couple of things have an impact on whether the kids eat the food or not. So an awful lot of the kids, I don't know if you do come in and they with a packed lunch, which they eat at 11 o'clock, and then the hot school meal comes out at 12 o'clock, and the kids just aren't hungry. So that's actually a big factor in whether or not the kids are going to eat
it. It's pointless bringing a packed lunch in if you've a hot school meal.
Well, we're in Ireland, we're always terrified the child will go hungry, you know. So, you know, parents are doing that. And we know that like a huge percentage of kids are having a lunch and then they've been handed the meal. Sure, I wouldn't eat another dinner an hour after a big packed lunch. So that's a big issue. And you see, the problem is the kids will go then, well, I don't like it. But do they not like it, or they're just not hungry? And, you know, I have two kids myself. And, you know, if kids aren't hungry, it's hard to get them to eat, no matter how healthy or how good quality the food is. So that's a big factor. And the other factor is that, you know, all of the companies have been looking, because there have been nutrition standards for the hot school meals have been out, and that you have to include your fruit and veg. They have been in there. You know, the providers that I've been working with, just there's fruit available in the class for kids to eat all the time. The vegetables are there. But if the children aren't familiar with eating vegetables from what they have learned from their food at home, it's very difficult. You can't suddenly force a child to suddenly, you know,
they won't start eating the veg then when they're in school. Sarah, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Sarah Keogh, dietitian there. A lot of reaction to this.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.